Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You hear the news about McDonald's? The McRib is back. On a phone line is Sam Lubesnik. Hey, Sam, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. Thank you for having me.
You are the McDonald's owner. You own one of the franchises, is that right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Where's your location?
So I'm in Northwest Indiana in Michigan City, LaPorte, and Westville.
So it says here on a piece of paper that was handed to me, McRib is the most important sandwich of the year. That sounds like a news flash. But in fact, the McRib is out for a limited time right now, correct?
So, yes, McRib is back for a limited time. And to a lot of people, it is the most important sandwich of the year. I don't know that I can say that officially, but it is certainly a big favorite over here by my area.
So, yeah, I think not just in your area, but so is it on the menu now, or when does it start, and how long does it run?
Well, it usually runs for about 5-6 weeks, but as long as supplies last. So if you haven't gotten your McRib already, I would encourage you to get out there while there's still some left, because limited time offer unfortunately means it's not here forever. So we should have it for about another 3-4 weeks, but it will be while supplies last, and we have run out in the past.
Do you see people showing up asking specifically for it? Like, are people going to McDonald's right now who might not have otherwise because they wanted to get back at the McRib?
So, yes, absolutely some come through. But I'll tell you, not just see it. I have friends of mine that text me thank you letters for bringing it back when it's back. And I get pictures sent and from friends and coworkers and loyal customers. As we're through there, and it is really a fan favorite, but it's, it really, for this season, it just doesn't feel right if we don't have the McRib around.
It's like pumpkin spice coffee at the coffee joints at this time of year and so forth. People, I kid you about the fact that this statement says McRib is the most important sandwich of the year, but if you talk about iconic sandwiches in America, the McRib is right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's got, I don't have any statistics handy, but it's got to be one of the most recognized sandwiches in the world.
Have they tweaked the recipe at all? Is it the same one that I grew up eating?
To the best of my knowledge, it's like the shark. When you get it the first time, there's no need to evolve.
Well, now that's an expression I haven't heard. It's like the shark. If you get it right the first time, you don't need to evolve. Yeah, well, if it's, I thought you had shark sandwiches and I was supposed to try those as well, but that's not right.
We'll talk to our marketing team. Maybe that'll be one of the new ones in the future, but not yet.
Okay, so the McRib is on the menu for a few more weeks. Check your local McDonald's. Any other news? Anything else going on your way?
Absolutely. As we're getting closer to the holiday season, we've had a lot of fun getting to re-engage with our customers this year. And, one of the things I'm excited to tell you about is here in the Chicagoland area, McDonald's, we've got a program called Food for the Body and Spirit. And I just got to do one locally yesterday, and where we get to give out turkeys. And not just turkeys, but all the sides and the accompaniments you need to do a small Thanksgiving dinner for a family of four. And, here at McDonald's, we feed people. And we love to feed people. We don't want anybody hungry. And it just feels great. We're giving away over 5,500 turkeys in the area. And it's been so much fun to engage with our communities, and it's felt so great to see the faces on our customers.
Yeah. Have you guys done this in the past?
So McDonald's has been doing this for 20 years. It started small, and like any successful program, it just grew and grew and grew. Yeah. Our partners in the BMOA, which BMOA stands for Black McDonald Operator Association, were really the founders of this. And they pioneered it by giving turkeys away in local communities. And the rest of the operator organizations say, you know what, this is a great plan. We want to do this for our customers and in our communities as well. So over the past few years, it just keeps growing bigger and bigger. And I hope that's a trend that continues in the future because it's been a great thing to do.
Yeah, John Hansen was at the Joliet one with the BMOA folks, and it was a huge success. And he even sent a note out to the staff afterwards just saying how jacked he was about that. He was really energized and pleased with how it went. And, you know, it's interesting because if you say, well, how can we distribute food to people? Well, we're going to need distribution points. Well, there's a McDonald's on about every corner. So you guys are perfectly positioned to do this, aren't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, beyond just the feeding, the engagement, you know, we've got in our communities, we get to interact with people of all walks of life. And local leaders, I'll tell you, for us, the mayor came out, the chief of police came out with his whole team. They were directing traffic. Yeah. It's just a wonderful thing to see to get everybody engaged.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good to know because I think we see the Arches and we go, oh, that's a franchise or maybe a company-owned store, but it's just a hamburger place. Well, it's more than that. And I local businesses certainly get engaged locally, but a McDonald's is a local business as well. So I'm really glad to see you guys taking that role.
Absolutely. And, you know, McDonald's, of course, it's you see those arches, and to your point, you see a huge mega brand that's international. And we are that. But 95% of those locations, roughly, are owned by franchisees like me. And in my case, you know, we've been in the McDonald's business, my family, since 1961. I'm the third generation of McDonald's franchisee here. So this is, it is 100% a family-run business and a locally owned and operated business. And we're just very lucky to be part of the, you know, in my opinion, the best system there is out there.
All right, I'm going to get my car and drive over to your joint, Sam, and get me a McRib. Or you know what I usually get is just a hamburger and fries. That's always worked for me. What's the address for your location? Where are you?
So today I'm at 3507 Franklin Street in Michigan City, Indiana.
All right. We'll stop by and say hi to you there. If not there, one of the other local McDonald's in the area. It's nice to talk to you, Sam. You stay well.
Will do. Thank you. Great to talk to you as well, and thank you for having me on.
Sam Lubesnik is the McDonald's owner and operator of